The next patient is Stephen Wilson. The last name is W-I-L-S-O-N. The first name is S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Clinical case of a 71-year-old veteran patient of Dr. Cordova, C-O-R, D like in Delta, O, B like in Boy, A, Cordova, who is referred to this office because of the presence of the deterioration of the kidney function. The patient was found with a creatinine of 1.6 and an estimated EFR of 44 mLs per minute. The patient has a slightly increased microalbumin creatinine ratio to 40. Suggestive of a very selective proteinuria, period. In the past, the patient was told to have malposition of the kidneys, that the similar process was present in his mother. The patient was noticed to have some alterations in the anatomy of the left kidney, but they suspected the presence of a mass. A biopsy was done and turned out to be normal kidney. There was no evidence of Hodgkin's lymphoma as they were suspecting, period. Nephrostomy tube was placed at that time, that was later on removed, and the patient has been doing well ever since. He has a lengthy history of nicotine abuse. He is a retired police officer. He quit in smoking more than 10 years ago, but he was a heavy smoker, period. The most likely situation is that the patient has some nephrosclerosis associated to the nicotine abuse, the aging process, period. We are going to assess the position of the kidneys, the anatomy of the kidneys, and the functional part of the kidneys through a renal dynamic MAG, MAG3, with LASIX. We are going to repeat the basic laboratory workup. We are going to have a protein creatinine ratio in the urine, a vitamin D, PTH, and we'll reevaluate the case afterwards. Number two, a patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated. There is no evidence of activity at the present time. Following number, the status post-cholecystectomy, period. Next number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.9. We are going to investigate the iron stores and the stool for alcohol blood. Reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested a 15-minute review in the referral. In the face-to-face evaluation, we invested 25 minutes and 7 minutes in the documentation.